Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in studio this morning, I have Katie Riley and Bree Gable from the Sitka Sustainability Commission. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So first, a quick rundown of what is the Sitka Sustainability Commission? Who are you? What are you doing in town?
So the Sitka Sustainability Commission was established in officially, I believe, in October of last year. I think the ordinance passed in September, but we got started in November, and it came from the hard work of the Climate Action Task Force, who really felt that they needed a permanent body to help tackle some of our sustainability issues here in town. And kind of alongside that, I was hired as the sustainability coordinator, and we have been working tirelessly ever since to get us to almost finalizing our annual work plan to take to the assembly in a few weeks, actually.
Oh, goodness. So this is the first full year that the Sustainability Commission is operating as a city commission, and you're currently in the process of getting that first annual work plan finalized. And you need input for that. It is a city commission. So there's currently a survey that's out for folks. What's this survey about? What does it contain?
Yeah, the Sustainability Commission addresses a lot of topics that Sitkins have voiced as important. You know, these efforts go back to over 10 years ago, I think, when the first Climate Action Task Force was created. And so, you know, that's evolved in how the city looks at these sustainability issues in terms of, like, you know, what are we bringing into the community, our supply chain fragility, food security, energy use, natural resource use, like really a broad range of things. And so the survey is a way for the public to give us input on a series of priorities that we brainstormed over the past couple meetings. And those projects that are on the survey address those issues that were created in our founding ordinance.
Okay. So this is setting what the community thinks is as priorities and not necessarily problems that are going to be solved in calendar year of 23, but at least getting that path forward.
Yeah. As I'm sure most of us know, sustainability issues are, you know, a lifelong thing that we deal with, especially as we're talking about, you know, future generations and kind of the future that we want to leave them. So I sincerely doubt that we'll be able to accomplish any of these huge goals in the full year, but we can make really significant progress towards them. And so that's what's exciting about this survey, is that you can say, you know, this is what I think is really opportune for Sitka to focus on at this moment. And as we know, you know, the federal climate, the climate here in Alaska, in terms of what opportunities are available for municipalities to take concerted action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions or increase food security or, you know, generate new forms of energy, there's a lot of opportunities out there. And so this is an opportunity for Sitkins to say, okay, this is the one that I think is most important, you know, right now. But these issues we're going to be working on this year, next year, and for years to come now that we have this permanent body.
Yeah. So what's an idea on the type of projects that have been brainstormed? What's the spectrum of it? You said from anything from like food security to supply chain. Yeah.
We've got, you know, the assembly, we worked with them on the Climate Action Task Force to kind of get a read on their priorities. And I think this was early last year or the year before. And they kind of outlined four areas, which was city infrastructure, sustainable tourism, solid waste management, and then other electric vehicle kind of infrastructure stuff for the community at large. So the priorities that we have in the survey, they even go beyond that. You know, there's a great range. We've got so much expertise on the commission, and so people have brought a lot of great ideas forward. And then as well, you know, we are not representative of the entire community, right? So there's an awesome section in there for folks to give feedback and be able to bring forward their ideas as well.
Okay. So when this survey closes and you've distilled all the results back from the community of Sitka, is that going to be then the final list of priorities?
So the goal with the survey is to give the Sustainability Commission one of three sources of feedback to look at. Okay. So throughout this process, they have taken some ideas, fleshed them out a little bit more, and actually proposed them to each other. At our February meeting, they were able to give each other feedback on those projects. The public survey is one other aspect. And then I am currently working on getting feedback from within the city and the, specifically some of the staff who might have to be involved to help some of these things be successful. So that way they can take all three of these things and really look at them and say, okay, this is really accomplishable. This might need a little bit more work that we could work on throughout the year, but maybe it's not quite ready to propose to the assembly. So that way they can look at all three. It's not going to be a, you know, whatever the public says is not going to be, we're definitely going to do that, but it's still some input that they want to have. And so they can take it into account when they're actually saying, okay, this is what we're going to ask permission to do. And this is what we want to do, and just have more, get a sense of that buy-in that might already be there.
Right. Yeah, it's beyond just like the popularity of ideas, but the actual feasibility to marry those two together is definitely sets you up for success. So when you do pitch the assembly, like this is, you know, wheels on the ground happening. So when is the, what's the window of opportunity for folks to actually take this survey and give in their feedback?
So the survey is live right now. You can reach it at cityofsitka.com/sustainabilitycommission. And the city's social media pages have also been pushing out little graphics with QR codes. The survey takes about 3 minutes, really simple. You can do it while, you know, waiting in line at the grocery store or anything like that. So if you have a couple minutes to spare that you want to give us some ideas for or give us some thoughts, then we're happy to have it.
And that closes on February 28th at midnight.
Okay.
But so the window of opportunity to submit, you know, feedback to the Sustainability Commission does not close with the survey. And you can, you know, give feedback, ideas, concerns, things you like, you know, that are happening either in our community or in other communities that are that we should explore at by emailing sustainability@cityofsitka.com.
org, actually.
.org. Oh, right. Yeah, your official organization, you get the .org. And there's also just coming and attending your meetings as a city commission. You have open public meetings. When do those take place?
Those are the first Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. So our next one will be March 7th, I believe. And cool. Yeah, we welcome folks to come and visit us in person.
Perfect. For this creation of this sustainability commission, is for folks who maybe want to like get more involved in this, is with the commission, is the folks on this board as commissioners, are they like permanent seats, or is this like any other city commission where people can, you know, put their hat in the ring to be a more permanent fixture of it? Is the commission full, if you will?
Yes, the commission is currently full. We have 7 members. And right now, because the commission just started, the terms are staggered to get it on that 3-year cycle. So normally, terms are 3 years. We do have some commissioners whose terms do expire in October, I believe. Okay. And you can technically apply at any point to be on the commission. But of course, that's the decision of the assembly. And I have no idea if commissioners whose terms are going to expire are going to ask to be reappointed. But I do encourage anybody who might be interested to submit an application just so it's on file and ready to go if something, someone can't contribute any longer or
any sort of change of circumstance.
Any sort of change of circumstance that leads to an open seat. But currently we are at capacity.
Awesome. But always open for more ideas. So the assembly meeting where you're going to be actually coming forward and pitching this first annual work plan, when is that on the docket?
It is going to be one of the March meetings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We haven't quite decided which one, but it is. We are intending for it to be either, the assembly meetings are the 14th and the 28th in March, so one of those two.
Awesome. So it'll be pretty quick turnaround from this survey, which closes on February 28th, to, all right, distilling all this information and assembly, here we go. Here's our plan of action. That's exciting to have that sort of quick turnaround. This is a commission that's, it's clearly, you're raring to go and you want to make a difference.
Yeah, and it's just been fantastic to see how the City of Sitka and the Assembly have invested in this approach. You know, this has been a long time coming, a long time of citizens asking for this, and especially what led to the creation of the Climate Action Task Force and eventually this body was like the youth stepping up. You know, there was a huge youth contingent that really pushed this forward. So I just want to thank, you know, City of Sitka staff, the administrator, John Leach, and then also the Assembly for really listening to where the citizens were coming from and putting this forward and investing in the creation of a position, that's Bree's position as a sustainability coordinator, to really help us address these issues that make makes it a lot more feasible to actually, you know, get that input, collate it, like see where it's at in our work plan, mm-hmm. how we can weigh these different forms, and then take them in front of the assembly so that we can get to work.
Awesome. Well, Katie Riley and Bree Gable, thank you both for joining me this morning as a chair on the commission and as our city sustainability coordinator. Appreciate all the work you do. The survey for folks to give feedback on where focus should be put for this first year is on cityofsitka.com/sustainabilitycommission. I did that again. Sustainability Commission and social media. Wherever you find that QR code, spend a couple minutes and give some feedback.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us, Erin.
Yeah, thank you both.
Thank you.